To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a garden pathway comes to us from a friend who took a stroll on the Vanderbilt Mansion grounds in Hyde Park, New York, last Saturday. Its magnificence gives a small idea of the simple beauty that can come when man uses their ingenuity in a cooperative effort with God's creation to create a place where one can quietly rest in his presence. It's Thursday, and I couldn't resist sharing another pathway to encourage my friends to get out there to discover moments of peace and beauty, and to travel the disciple's path of life that acknowledges and integrates God's presence every step of the way. I just received word that my local church is going to be closed for another week, and I won't be teaching my current series of discipleship classes until May 27th. I miss teaching and have decided that until my classes resume, I'm going to present a lesson from the Celebrate Freedom Discipleship course on the mtforchrist.org blog and on the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast today and next week. Although I have a corporate job that pays the bills, I feel my purpose is to encourage others to pursue a spiritual life that applies the truths from the Christian faith to all life's problems and to radically increase one's quality of life. The impact that my faith in Christ has had on my life and all the things I have learned in the past 10 years from walking, stumbling, and crawling on the path of discipleship simply demands that I speak up. The Christian faith isn't supposed to be just a ticket to heaven. The new life we have in Christ is supposed to bring a little piece of heaven to earth. As we apply God's word to our walk, we discover how to navigate through this world of changing circumstances and heartache with a constancy of purpose and joy that goes beyond all understanding. So keep walking and talking with God. Your purpose and the joy of the Lord are waiting for you. Reach out and take his hand and follow where he leads. This morning's meditation verse is Ephesians 5:20 from the New King James Version. It says, "Give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Today's verse is a piece of God's practical advice for living that is integral to the disciples' path of freedom and victory. As those given a new life, that includes eternal security, forgiveness of sins, and the power to overcome, we have a lot to be thankful for. As the old Catholic liturgical response alluded to, it is right to give him thanks and praise. The practice of giving thanks on a daily and continuous basis is the foundation from which we can build a balanced and harmonious life of peace and joy. Intentionally directing our thoughts toward the blessings that we have received and continue to experience, and verbally expressing our thanks for them to the Lord is the basis for quality communication with God. The Lord knows better than we do what he has given us. So we don't thank the Lord for his benefit. We thank the Lord because it is the appropriate thing to do, and it reminds us of how good we have it, even when times are bad. It also opens the door for us to grow and mature, as a thankful, continuous dialogue with the Lord allows the Holy Spirit to reveal to us other aspects of our faith. Imagine God saying, "Oh, you like that, do you? Well, dig on this," as the Holy Spirit reveals another truth from the mystery of faith. Our maturation comes from revelation. I don't know about you, but when someone is thanking me, occasionally I'll be hit with the inspiration to give them something else. How much more will God give to those who thank him? So thank the Lord always for all things, because we have received more than enough, but don't be surprised if in the process of giving thanks, you discover and receive even more to be thankful for. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from the prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, in continuing recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Suicide Prevention, Hope When Life Seems Hopeless. Today's section is asking the question, what characterizes suicidal teens? So if you want to see what that's all about and check out that resource, go to mtforchrist.org. I'll be podcasting the new lesson, untested lesson tonight, and I'll be posting that later. So keep an eye out for it at the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.